Thank you and good afternoon. Officers with the Eureka Police Department conducted a high-risk traffic stop on a stolen vehicle at the Safeway store on Harris Street around 10 o'clock this morning. A woman reported that a man, who had been staying at her home, used her vehicle without prior permission, and with the help of the used car dealership Soul Savers, police were able to locate the vehicle by GPS. Upon arrival, officers conducted the traffic stop and three occupants were detained at the scene. 39-year-old Marvin McQueen was arrested and taken into custody, while the other detainees were released. State prison escapee Daniel Fidler is back into custody after Siskiyou County law enforcement conducted a felony traffic stop on State Route 96 earlier this morning. Due to Fidler's ties to Humboldt County, law enforcement believed that he was headed in that direction after he walked away from the Deadwood Conservation Camp over the weekend. Siskiyou law enforcement were informed of Fidler after a citizen reported seeing him as a passenger in a pickup truck that was headed from the Horse Creek area to Redding, and deputies took Fidler, as well as the driver, into custody. Earlier this afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released an updated Most Wanted list for the Southern Humboldt area. Sean Tucker, Ken Springer, Jason Durrett, Shane Maupin, Dale Baldridge, as well as Brett Mertens are wanted on charges relating from stolen property, weapons violations, to assault. Anyone with information on any of these men or their whereabouts are asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. Philip Crandall is now the former director of the County Department of Health and Human Services after officially retiring from the position on Monday after over 30 years of service. Crandall began his career in 1984 working with what was then known as the Humboldt County Mental Health Department, before eventually becoming the Director of Health and Human Services in the year 2000. In mid-November, the County Board of Supervisors initially chose Kristen Brinks to become the permanent replacement for Crandall. However, she declined the offer in early December. Connie Beck was then subsequently chosen as the interim director and will serve the position until a permanent hire is selected. The Fortuna Police Department released updated numbers from the Avoid the 10 DUI campaign, and 16 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI by the task force since December 18th. For the second consecutive weekend, the DUI task force increased enforcement efforts on county roadways, and six drivers were arrested in that time span. With the new year approaching, the enforcement period will continue through this week and through the weekend as well. Two earthquakes occurred on Monday off the coast in Humboldt County. According to the U.S. Geological Survey website, an earthquake with a magnitude of 3.3 was reported 14 miles southwest of Ferndale, and later that evening, an earthquake with a magnitude of 4.8 followed in the Pacific Ocean west of Eureka. Despite the earthquakes, no advisories or tsunami warnings were issued in those reported areas. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt deputies arrested a woman in McKinleyville following the discovery of a grow site. Dan Squire has more.
A security alarm activated at a McKinleyville home, and that led to the discovery of an indoor marijuana grow and the arrest of a 22-year-old woman. Sheriff's deputies responded to a security alarm at a house in the 1,000 block of Cameron Court in McKinleyville. As they inspected the house, they found an open door and went inside. There, deputies found an indoor marijuana grow and also contacted Rachel Randall, who was taken into custody. Deputies and the drug task force, which arrived with a search warrant, confiscated 200 pounds of processed marijuana, hash, and evidence of sales along with an indoor grow. Randall was arrested and booked for possession and possession for sale.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office wants to remind residents who want to explore the snow in the mountains to avoid the Neyland area. All of Neyland is private property, and property owners have issued numerous complaints about picking up trash being left behind by visitors who trespass, as well as damage to the landscape. There are public places available for winter recreation, including United States Forest Service lands. The Sheriff's Office also created a new Twitter account to go along with the main office Twitter page and the Office of Emergency Services Twitter page. You can now follow the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center, which will update road closures, critical incidents, as well as public safety advisories. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.